Nick Cave has come home to Cranbrook. The artist, fabric sculptor, and dancer grew up in central Missouri. But in 1989, he got a master's degree from the Cranbrook Academy of Art in Bloomfield Hills. Since that time, he's exhibited his work all over the U.S. and the world. Cave's become famous for sculptures called sound suits. Some are very fragile, but others are wildly creative performance suits designed for dance and movement. Nick Cave will soon open an exhibition of his work at the Cranbrook Art Museum, all part of a 7-month-long performance series that he's doing using Metro Detroit as his backdrop. Nick Cave, welcome to Stateside.
Hey, thank you.
Good to have you with us. This is a really big project you're in the middle of, with all kinds of elements, photo shoots and a book and performances and the Cranbrook exhibition. How do all these parts fit together?
You know, it's really an amazing project. It's amazing for me to come back home to Cranbrook and to be able to, you know, work with the school as well as, you know, working with Detroit. And the project sort of came about when, you know, I was invited to do this exhibition at Cranbrook Art Museum. And I thought about it for a little bit, and I decided that I would do it only if I could do some work in the metropolitan city. So, because it was really important. Detroit was really important for me while I was a student at Cranbrook. It really sort of provided me a balance. And so I really wanted to somehow give back to a city that really helped sort of shape who I am today as a visual artist.
Nick, for those who might not be familiar with sound suits, give us a sense of how they began and what they represent.
You know, the first sound suit happened in 1992, in response to the Rodney King incident and the L.A. riots. So that was the initial sort of shift in my work. And that incident was, you know, affected me so fondly that I really found myself sort of reflecting on what does it feel like as being a black male and being discarded, viewed less than, dismissed, and, you know, profiled. And so I was just sort of really struggling with the fact that, you know, outside of the privacy of my space, I am, could be a victim or could be racially profiled. And that really resonated with me a lot. And so I happened to be in the park, and I was sitting there, and I was looking down the ground, and I looked at this twig, and from that moment, I started collecting all of these twigs in the park, brought them back to my studio, and started to build this sculpture, not knowing that I could physically put this on the body. And then once I put it on the body and started to move in it, it made sound. So that's really how sound suit came about. So it's really working with materials that are dismissed, discarded, and really sort of renegotiating and reintroducing them back into the world as this other sort of hybrid.
And also letting people just be without being seen as black or white or anything
exactly.
else, just being.
Hiding gender, race, class, forcing us to look at the work without judgment. So here we're really sort of hiding all of that and really sort of looking at this other. And how do you sort of come face to face with something that is unfamiliar?
You have said, Nick Cave, that you want to spend this time, these months when you're in the Detroit area, engaged in something that you call collective dreaming. What do you mean by that, and how does that inform your art?
You know, collective dreaming is sort of, you know, me looking at myself as an artist with a civic responsibility and really sort of doing work that matters. And so collective dreaming comes out of this creative impulse of bringing my work to a city and hiring the community to build the performance, to build the work. So, you know, I'm interested in the whole notion of refueling and inspiring the communities, you know, creating this sort of jump start. So it's really sort of me looking at what can my responsibility be as a visual artist, and how can I, again, come into a city instead of leaving an impression, leave an imprint.
And also the exhibition, I thought this was interesting, will be surrounded by wall-based tapestry inspired by the night sky that you would watch as a boy. And that got me wondering, how and when did you know that you were called to be an artist, Nick Cave?
You know, I've always done it since I was a kid. And I think it was probably 15 years ago when I knew that this was my calling. I woke up one morning and something said now or never. And it's not that I wasn't being creative and doing amazing things and teaching as a professor at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. And so at that moment, I decided to stand in the light.
And we're going to see the results of that really throughout the 7 months that you're in the Detroit area with with this project, Nick Cave, here, and also the fact that the exhibition will be at the Cranbrook Art Museum opening June 20th and running till October 11th. As people see your performances in Detroit, as people come to Bloomfield Hills, to Cranbrook, to see your work, what do you hope they get from your sculptures and your photographs and what you're saying in your art? What do you hope they get from that?
Well, I hope that they get that, you know, with the sculpture work, that it's all sort of working with discarded materials. And I want there to be this nostalgic sort of moment in time, a place that they can all sort of come back to, a reference point as they enter the work. But I think that the work is really built around this sort of abundance and this excess of surplus that we are surrounded by, and finding new ways in which that can sort of inform a creative sort of energy. And then also I want them to understand that that same kind of approach is sort of the approach that we're taking with building these performances and these labs throughout the city, that we're coming into the city and we're investing in the people in the city. We're like doing our research. We're wondering who's here that we can work with, and how can we then build from the creative community this amazing sort of experience.
Nick Cave, here, opens June 20th, runs till October 11th at the Cranbrook Art Museum in Bloomfield Hills. You can get all the details at cranbrookart.edu. Nick Cave, thank you so much for speaking with us today. It was great fun talking with you.
You're welcome.
Support for arts and culture coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts.